This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, Adult JPC, sit still. I am almost done painting your portrait. It looks really good.
And you're painting my portrait on JPC and his on my face?
I'm taking some artistic liberties.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil anything.
I so don't want to be rude about this, but how are you done so quickly? Like, I mean, we barely sat down. I just took my coat off.
And what?
You keep holding up your thumb, and I thought it was for like scale, but it seems like you're just trying to encourage us.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, you're doing a good job. Good job posing, fellas.
Huh? The depth is going to be way off, JPC.
Yeah, and I'm a person who likes my depth very specific.
Mm-hmm.
You guys gave me $1,800 to paint.
What?
A realistic portrait.
Hold on. You said that was a hold. You said that was a standard hold on my credit card. You said what?
You said just in case we eat the paints, you had to put a hold, like hotels do, where it's like, we're holding $400 on your account just in case you turn into Led Zeppelin and trash the place.
And let me ask you a question. Did either of you have a little bit of paint when you came in here?
You put paint on our tongues. You said tongue is nature's palate. You put, Aaron?
You said it was complimentary. I would never eat the paint.
Let the artist work.
Okay, I will say this right now. If I'm getting charged $1,800, I'm going to trash this place like Led Zeppelin on their worst day.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you to the side here for a minute?
Yeah, sure. What's up? Great job. You're doing so good.
No. Thank you so much. Big thumbs up. Can you make my genitals look normal? Didn't love that sound.
Why don't you go back over to the pose, okay?
Just put a fig leaf over me. Put a fig leaf over me. Whatever.
We'll see.
Okay.
And I took my coat off. I didn't know we were stripping down fully.
I did not ask him to do that.
I'm cool with whatever. Like, I'm not one of these guys that comes into a social situation and is like, everybody put your clothes on. I'm not that guy. I was that guy.
Yeah.
Short story. I was that guy at an orgy I did not think was an orgy. I thought I was cat sitting. But...
You know, guys, forget it. You know what?
No, Aaron.
Let's just record an episode. Throws paint to the ground. Let's just record an episode of Favorite Riddle because I give up. You guys are way too hard to work with.
Aaron.
It's not worth the $3,000.
Aaron,
who's what?
Can I tell you what's really going on?
What?
This is an episode of What Would You Do? Of course, the TV show where something happens and we see how people react.
No. Who's the person it's happening to?
while you were painting us.
I'm sorry. I cannot be here for another Adol Refai podcast project. The guy's got 2 fucking many of them, okay? No. I can't do What Would You Do?
Check it out on Spotify only.
JPC's reaction because Adol has
exclusive.
A new baby. JPC goes, I don't like the new podcast, baby. I was here first. That's what he says.
New podcast can't even walk.
Oh, Aaron, during that painting, a bee came and stung JPC in the neck, and we were just filming to see what would you do, and you did not stop painting at all, and of course, JPC famously allergic to bees severely.
I'm who?
I gave that bee a big thumbs up.
Oh, my neck is swelling up. My neck is swelling up. Actually, not bad looking.
My bum is on my lip.
I think I'll keep.
Did everybody have a good weekend?
Yes.
Aaron, you know that I did.
Good.
because I, again, had a big Adlerify weekend. It's maybe coming up on my second big Adlerify weekend in a row. I actually can't remember if I saw you the weekend before. I've definitely seen you in a couple weekends recently.
We went on a triple date.
We went on a triple date, but last weekend, Adel and I got together again, and we played Blood on the Clock Tower, which was a very, very fun game. Very fucking confusing this time.
Who'd you play with? Just you two?
No,
17
it's
like, people? Yeah, like
us and 15 of our closest friends.
Fun. Who was the triple date with?
Our wives.
And?
No, Aaron, we're Mormon now.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Both of our wives are bisexual and have wives. So I guess it's not my wife, but it's my wife's wife. And I'm cool with that.
I think we'd say it was with a listener of the show and runner of Blood on the Clock Tower, Rush.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Last name redacted. And
last name redacted.
Yeah.
And his partner, and will only give her last name.
Yeah. I don't know if she wants her name out. I don't know.
Did you get dinner? What'd you do?
We got Indian food at this place called Rooh, R-O-O-H, in Chicago, and it was so freaking good. So good.
That's awesome.
I will say, I had an experience where there were several chutneys ordered on the table, and I am not a person who likes a spicy thing, and two of the chutneys looked identical. One was terribly spicy, and one was the peanut chutney that I wished that I had had. Not knowing that a spicy chutney was even an option, I took a big spoonful of that peanut chutney and put it in my mouth, and my mouth was instantly on fire. I got through it. I had some other stuff. The spice went away. But about 2 o'clock in the morning that night, I woke up in the worst gut pain I feel like I've ever been in and had a terrible night.
Just
not on the
GPC.
Restaurant, completely on me and my ignorance to not taste a little bit of the chutney before putting it in my mouth.
That was actually the first episode I was recording of Adlerify's What Would You Do?
Oh, man.
I just kind of wanted to see what would happen to your tongue.
Another bee? The fuck? What is this show? It's like a bee sting show? What's going on?
It's Big Pollen is really being generous with their funds, so I have to really have to use bees every episode. Aaron, how was your weekend?
Good. Last night I did an ice cream taste test because I never tried salt and straw before, and we got three pints, and I was the only one who knew the flavors, and everyone tried a little bit of it and had to guess the flavor, and then we ranked them.
Oh.
And there were two kind of fun flavors and one normal flavor. So I got...
Okay, Aaron, let's get you canceled. What's a normal flavor?
Vanilla chocolate strawberry?
Like a salted caramel swirl. Like, that's a normal flavor you expect to see in ice cream.
Aaron something?
Yes.
Did you have to, how do you taste a swirl? Did people have to say swirl or else they got it wrong?
No, they just had to guess caramel and then they would have won. I thought it was good, but it was
that
very, very
seem
rich.
Because it has to swirl with something. So ostensibly, they should have to guess the swirl, right? Am I insane?
I'm not a bully to my friends. Well, maybe, but not. I didn't decide not that way. I thought that was a little rich, but I could use like some potato chips on it. It was just so sweet with no like salt. Anyways.
I want a fancy ice cream parlor where somebody comes with one of those big pepper mills full of potato chips around your table and it's like,
yes.
Potato chips? Could I crush some potato chips on top of anyone's ice cream?
GPC, well, that's GPC, actually brilliant.
You got me, famously, you got me one of those cartoonishly large pepper mills, so...
Adel, I beg you, do not ruin it with chips. I don't know what will happen if you put chips in there.
I try and return it and they're like, did you put potato chips in here? And I'm like, yeah, pepper.
They turn the box around and there's a big thing on it like do not use with commercial potato chips.
Commercial.
And an Adel's face next to it.
You see
like a red line through it.
My face that says, what would you do?
There's a place in Cape Cod where they like crush up potato chips and they'll make you your cone and then they roll your cone in the potato chips. And once that happens to you, you're never looking back. You crave that every day for the rest of your life.
What were your other two flavors, Aaron?
Olive oil. Yep. And
spinach.
Pear and blue cheese.
And that's one flavor, pear and blue cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't really like that one as much, I don't, just maybe because blue cheese is such like a not like bittery aftertaste, and there was the chunks of pear were too big, so the texture of the ice cream was pretty bad. But the olive oil I thought was stunning.
Aaron,
I'd give it
can
a 10.
I? Can I? Wow. Posit something that might have happened, and you maybe just didn't see. I think someone might have brought a charcuterie board. Your ice cream fell in it, and you were so blindfolded. How blindfolded was she? She just ate the charcuterie board off the ice cream.
Huh.
How did people do at the blind taste test? Did people rock it? Did they nail it? Or was it much harder?
It took a minute. A lot of people thought butterscotch was in the first one. They kept saying like butterscotch tasted like, or like a Christmassy candy or eggnog. Got a lot of eggnogs with the olive oil one. And then people got pears like right away, but hard to guess blue cheese.
Yeah. Not many people know this, but eggnog is actually an olive oil substitute. So if you're trying to like slim down for the summer and you want to use a little something a little lighter in your cooking.
Got a nice Greek salad and drizzle some eggnog on it.
That's like
some
a sensory nightmare
top,
to me.
And
avocado toast is a little drizzle of
I used
eggnog
to make my
top.
Eggs with butter, but now I use eggnog. It's just healthier, guys. I'm trying to be healthy.
And I love eggnog, yeah. But damn.
I think canonically on the show, one of my favorite smells, and I think it's for you two as well, is garlic, onion, and eggnog in a pan. Mm-hmm. Just sort of simmering is just...
Oh, yes. It brings out the flavors of
we
the
just
eggnog.
Caused so many car accidents of people hearing that and being like...
They just slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
I know I'm saying it a lot lately, but it's something that has been so present in my mind that we do have a responsibility because people do listen to this show high. And when you are high, you will make bad culinary decisions like using eggnog as a replacement for olive oil. I want to encourage people listening, please don't do that. Or do it and let us know how it goes.
But do put foie gras on thin mints because that's addle tested and
the highest
approved.
Thing I've ever heard of my life. That's the highest thing you've ever done. I don't know if you were high. Seemed like it.
I absolutely was.
You don't know if he was high.
I'm Old Man Puzzles.
What was the origin of Old Man Puzzles?
Aaron, I think it was you. I think one time you said, I'm Old Man Puzzles, and we started.
That doesn't sound right.
It's not a fascinating origin, but it's stuck with us nonetheless.
I know it doesn't sound right, Aaron, but could it possibly be anything different?
I don't know. It's probably some bullshit. Well, I'll mind my business.
Let's get into some puzzles, riddles here. This is what I like to call, we did these not too long ago. I like to call these odd man out. So I'm going to read four
JPC
items. Well, yeah, you
oh,
got it.
Sorry.
Okay, next one.
Odd man out and about on the town. Here comes odd man.
Don't spin this.
Strutting down the
pants on the head.
Odd man's day out. Uh-oh. Just gyrating my hips.
I'd actually like to see a scene. JPC, I want you to do the opening credits and the first couple lines of the Odd Man sitcom.
Do 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 do. Look who it is with his hands on his shoes and his shoes on his hands. He's walking down the street in a handstand. It's the odd man and he's going out. The odd man's going out. He stops by the store and he orders a roast beef sandwich at the cashier. And the cashier looks at him and says, huh? And then he doesn't even pay or stay. He just leaves. He's odd man out. And that's the end of the credits. And then we go to the first line. Okay. Open my mail. Cancer. Oh, no.
Jesus. Same. A few things we have to unpack. A few things we have to unpack.
Okay.
I insist on unpacking.
First of all, there's a writer's strike going on right now, so I am technically
Casey,
not even allowed to do what I did
you're
to you.
In this with me. Oh, God.
Okay, first thing I want to mention. Hands on his shoes. You said he was walking about, hands on his shoes. Immediately, I'm wildly impressed. But then you said, shoes on his head. So this guy's just walking around like someone who just did a 400-meter dash.
I think he has hands on his shoes on his hands. I think incorporated. Yeah. Now, one of those must have been a mistake.
There was the longest pause before that. You could really tell that the guy who wrote that song was improvising it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people write that way. Honestly, it's a process.
Few more things I have to touch upon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you think ordering a roast beef sandwich is odd?
But not paying for it and leaving before you get it is odd.
I guess I could have been a little more specific about what type of store it was. Yeah. In my mind, it was a retail establishment.
Got you. Would a better name for this sitcom be Dumb Man Out because he left before paying for his sandwich?
Could a dumb guy do a handstand? I don't think so.
Absolutely.
The fact that you're pitching on this is troubling because of the writer's strike. I mean, we shouldn't even be, first of all, this was in production way before any of that went through. Yeah. So it's still going through.
Mm-hmm. I think the funniest image just popped in my head, which is a guy doing the splits and like with like ta-da arms. But the speech bubble says, could a dumb guy do a handstand? It's like, well, you're doing the splits.
Yeah, well.
And then JPC, the last thing I need to unpack is and this is positive. I love the idea of a sitcom where it's the theme song. And then after the theme song, there's a voice and it's someone going, and that's the end of the theme song. And that was I think more shows.
That's really good.
I think more shows should be like Mad Men, where it's like, da-na, and we see the guy falling. And then we hear like John Hamm go, and that's the end of the theme song. And now we go.
So they say it on a lot of shows, but the way that they mix it is they just mix it down really low. But sure. I watch everything with subtitles on. So I do see, I do be seeing all that stuff. Yeah. That's why kind of insider information there. No one wants to talk about the theme of that episode or anything? Okay, cool. Because the show, I don't know if this is clear, the show's a drama.
Hey, JPC, I trust you. I trust you that you'll handle it with grace.
It is an hour-long procedural drama.
I do love someone getting just a letter in the mail, and there's one word written on the page, and that word is the one word you don't want to see. It's basically the pilot to Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Casey, insert
very close
John Hamm screaming or whoever that guy's name.
John Hamm?
That's John Hamm, right?
Yeah, John Hamm.
Yeah, that's John Hamm.
What a handsome scream. So we're going to call these Odd Man Outs, not to be confused with the sitcom.
Sure.
And I'm going to read four items. You're going to have to tell me which one does not fit in and why it doesn't fit in. So it's not enough to just locate the odd duck. You have to let me know why it can't swim.
Gotcha.
So, for example, and this is going to be a pretty easy one, and they're going to get progressively harder. For example, if I said Boston, Massachusetts, Springfield, Illinois, Sacramento, California, New York, New York, you might guess.
I think I'm going to go with New York, New York, because I don't believe that is the state capital.
New York,
that
New
is
York.
Absolutely correct, JPC.
Okay. And that you said that was the hardest one that we'll do?
That's the hardest one we'll do.
Thank God, because I barely got that one.
The next one is 1-1-1-2.
I've tapped out, Aaron. I wish you luck.
1-1-2.
No, I'm
Take
joking.
Take shoes
joking.
Off head.
The second one.
The second one.
Aaron, you're absolutely right. But why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So let's get into some tougher ones. Bo Peep, Willy Winky, Jack Horner, and well, hold on, Aaron. What's you?
I don't know.
You is a female sheep.
If somebody wants to name their child Willy Winky, I think that's absolutely
atrocious.
Atrocious.
I'm sorry, Aaron. What do you do if Winky is a family name? Okay. You have to name your kid something.
What do you
All right,
do?
Aaron, smart guy. You have a boy. Your last name is Winky. What's the boy's name?
Winky?
Winky. Actually, hold on. Aaron just fucking trumped you, JPC. Aaron just fucking ran laps around your little conundrum.
Yeah. You guys, I have to be me all day. Yeah. I have to be me all day, every day, for years and years. It's not fun.
It's so early, too. You have to be you all day for the rest of today. I liked Winky Winky.
Okay.
Episode title.
Probably. Bo Peep, Willy Winky, Jack Horner, Boy Blue.
Willy Winky.
Aaron, why?
He's not in a little children's rhyme.
You said the right answer, but I don't know if you know the right
Willy
answer.
Willy Winky likes to thinky.
Don't make me get another tattoo.
Bite.
Willy Winky put his pinky through his little fly. He came upon the girls at school and said,
I cannot lie.
I rhymed well once in the history of my life, and Adel got so excited that he tattooed it on his body.
JJ made of hay couldn't go to the bonfire. A masterful
where's the
rhyme.
Where's the rhyme there?
J and J.
J and J.
Oh, boy.
J
and
rhymes with J, yeah.
That's a winky winky situation.
J and J made of hay. Couldn't go to the bonfire.
Wait a minute. JJ. Aaron, was the JJ in this little story, was that, what's his name, Jack Johnson or whatever from Mr.
Gina
Show?
Who joined...
I don't know what you're talking about.
January 6th.
Get me pictures of Willy Winky. That's Jay Johnston.
Jay Johnston. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't
that
know
wasn't
what,
JJ, right?
What is going on with Willy Winky and why is he the odd man out?
JPC, would you know why Willy Winky is the odd man out? I'll read them again. Bo Peep, Willy Winky, Jack Horner, Boy Blue. Now, you might notice something's
sheep.
Missing. Oh?
They all have sheep except Willy Winky. They all have animals.
You think
I was
going to
say
Horner has sheep, Aaron? Oh, sweetie.
You don't know about him?
Alliterative Wait, names until Boy Blue entered the picture, and then it's...
What do we know about Bo Peep? Is that how we usually...
She lost
that?
Her sheep. Little yes. Jack Horner, little
yes.
Boy Blue.
Yes.
Willy Winky, I wish he was small, but he's gigantic.
Big Willy Winky.
26 feet tall, 2 tons.
What the fuck is Willy Winky? We're talking like this is something in our culture.
I've never heard of Willy Winky. Aaron's looking up Willy Winky. Right
I hate how much we're saying Willy Winky, too.
Can I tell you how Willy Winky is described?
He is wee. He is
he
small.
Is wee. Willy Winky is wee. And I do want to see a scene.
Wait. Who the fuck is Willy Winky?
JPC,
does everyone know or am I insane? Aaron doesn't know. Do you know at all?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I don't want it.
I'm going to read it. Hold on.
Okay. I think
oh, God, it's long. The fuck?
Oh.
Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Kill him. Kill him. Honey.
Tapping
honey,
at the
Winky
window,
the
crying at the lock. Are the children in their bed? It's past 10 o'clock.
No.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey, Willy Winky, are you coming in? The cat is singing purring sounds to the sleeping hen. The dog is spread out on the floor and doesn't give a cheep. But here's a wakeful little boy who will not fall asleep.
Oh, no.
Anything but sleep, you rogue glowering. Anything but sleep, you rogue.
Hold on.
Glowering like the moon. What? I don't
anything
know. Rattling
sleep?
In an iron jug with an iron spoon, rumbling, tumbling round about, crowing like a cock, shrieking like I don't know what,
whoa,
waking, sleeping, fock. Fock?
Man.
Folk. What?
I'm glad whoever wrote this is dead.
Hey, Willy Winky, the child's in a creel, wriggling from everyone's knee like an eel, tugging at the cat's ear and confusing all her thrums. Hey, Willy Winky, see, there he comes. Weary is the mother who has a dusty child,
uh-oh.
A small, short
a
little child who
child?
Can't run on his own, who always has a battle of sleep before he'll close an eye. But a kiss from his rosy lips gives strength anew to me. Why does that not rhyme at the end? Am I fucking crazy? Hold on. Let me listen to this YouTube
this
video of someone
predator?
Saying this.
No, don't listen to a YouTube video of someone singing Willy Winky.
You guys can keep talking.
And I do want to say... I just saw Aaron's computer scream, and I do want to say I just saw Aaron's computer scream. Ah! I saw her computer screen and is completely blank. So everything you just heard,
Willy Winky
was
is
Aaron
a demon. Willy Winky
of...
is a demon. He checks to see if you're asleep.
Exactly.
That did sound. Casey's right. That sounded very improvised. I've never heard of that shit in my entire life. I don't know what culture is Willy Winky from.
This sounds like what the Salem witch trials were based on. Like it sounds like people were like. A wee little man went through my keyhole at night and he ran around. He tried to like fuck the cat and he drugged the dog and he kisses
it's
all the
Scottish.
Children at 10 p.m. That makes sense. Never mind.
In the olden times, people would just tell kids fucked up shit instead of just like, hey, man, just talk to them. Like maybe the kid had a nightmare. They just need to unpack that a little bit. They don't need to hear about Willy Winky to go to sleep. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
My mom said, my mom's a barber. She said she had someone the other day who was like a parent who brought in their kid and the kid was kind of being talkative or being whatever, annoying, I guess is the term. And at some point, and my mom has
loquacious
like,
now.
Loquacious, just, thank you.
Annoying is a bad term.
It was a very well-spoken child. My mom's barbershop has like curtains that go to a back room. And the parent said like, Billy, if you don't be good, we're going to put you in that back room and there's dogs back there that'll like tear you apart or something. And my mom was like, what are you doing? There's no dogs back there.
That's really
hey,
fucked
if
up.
You thought another adult was going to co-sign this insane bullshit, not going to happen. No dogs back there. Come up with something else. Yeah.
But that's how rumors get started.
That's where we do our adult haircuts, if you know what I'm saying. We have a large selection of 18-plus haircuts behind that curtain.
I do.
We got a little mirror on the ceiling, though, so don't do anything I wouldn't do back there.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you have just given birth to a wee Willy Winky. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be the doctor who's meeting with you to sort of talk you through the next steps. I just want to start off by saying I'm so sorry.
Thank you. That means the world to us, doctor, to hear that. It means the world to us.
Is he going to talk in rhyme forever, or is there something we could do?
As far as we know, it will be a lifelong situation. Good.
Okay. How soon as a doctor, because I'm not a doctor, you know, I'm not medically trained at all, how soon would it be your recommendation for how soon we could sell him to the circus?
Neither am I. One, neither am I. Two, I think that's at your discretion. A lot of people...
You're not a doctor?
I think you're focusing on the
I'm sorry,
thing.
I lied to you. Oh, you're talking to him. Yes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who have wee Willy Winkies will, you know, sort of sell them off or have a family member look after them just because they don't want one in the house kind of running around.
We should be careful to not say that name three times in a row. Let's keep track of how many times we're saying. Yeah, don't. Okay, I'd say that's two, so don't say it a third time.
Well, that wasn't in a row, though, was it?
I don't actually. I can't read any of the words in this book that the baby gave us when it was born, so I don't know the exact rules about how it works. But let's just avoid.
Yeah.
Saying,
sure.
The book glowed red, though. So
yeah, that's common. That is common. I have a fishbowl right there full of little bells. You might want to grab some of those just to put on Wee Willy Winky.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, thunder and lightning! You said it three times. He's going to kill you.
we got to make a quick decision. Now, you did say that we could maybe give him to a family member. What if we dressed a wolf up in human clothes and just kind of left it with the wolf in the woods? Do you think that's something that's going to fix the problem, or do you think that's going to be something that's going to end up coming back to us in a few years?
I encourage that, but dressing up a wolf in human clothes, I think it has its own drawbacks. I think... That's a very
I don't go to where you work and tell you how to do your job. You don't come to my work and tell me how to do my job.
Scene. All right, let's do more of these. Actually,
Aaron, I just want to say that guy at one point in the scene told his wife that he lied to her about being a doctor, and you took that pretty well.
Well, Adel said he wasn't a doctor. He said neither am I, and I went, wait, if you're not a doctor.
Yeah, but I told you that I was, and I lied to you about.
All right, let's go back in the scene. Let's go back.
You lied to me about.
All right, let's go back.
You're
what? A doctor, and you didn't tell me.
I am sorry, ma'am. We're recording the intro song to Odd Man Out. I don't know what scene you think you're in, but this is the recording of Odd.
Hands. In the shoes on the hands.
Okay.
Okay, it's always nice to meet a fan. You're obviously familiar with the show.
We've done one. We want to keep going. We want to do more?
Are you kidding? People are going to scream at us. We're only doing two before the break.
Okay. I think that we should do at least one more. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Tarzan, John Clayton, Lord Greystroke, Edgar Rice Burroughs. Which of those four does not belong?
John Clayton was a George Clooney movie.
That's
Tarzan.
Michael Clayton.
What's happening?
It's Michael Clayton.
Okay, Tarzan was Brandon Fraser.
That's actually
potentially
George
Fraser?
Of the Jungle.
Tarzan, John Clayton, Lord Greystroke, Edgar Rice Burroughs. And I'll say, if you don't know a certain story very well, this could be tough.
Are these all euphemisms for masturbating except Lord Greystroke?
JPC, you're absolutely wrong.
Damn.
Can you give us a hint?
Aaron, have you ever seen Tarzan?
Yes.
Okay.
The Disney one?
Sure.
Great.
I actually have never seen it, but I know
small.
Billy Joel sings a popular song in it.
You don't even want to joke about that. It's
Billy Joel?
And you absolutely know that.
Whoops.
What if Billy Joel sing Piano Man and Tarzan?
you ought to know by now.
I love that that song's in Tarzan. Yeah. Mama Leone's. Tarzan's like, what is Mama Leone's? I think this is a little tough to get. Again, I think it's pretty tough to get unless you know it fairly soon on. Edgar Rice Burroughs is the odd man out because the other three are the same person. I guess in Tarzan, Jane tries to present Tarzan to polite society and calls him perhaps Lord Greystroke or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Or maybe he was a lord and the baby got stolen by wolves.
I'd like
wolves
to see a scene.
Like humans. I don't know the full story.
Adel, you're such a bad idea now, isn't it, Adel? You are Tarzan. I am Jane. And I'm. Okay. I brought you to a high society party where I'm introducing you to JPC. And you're trying to sort of come off as more sophisticated than you are. Hey, Lord Pumpernickel. So nice to see you again. How do you do?
So nice to see you, my dear. Absolutely enchanted by your presence. And who is your friend?
I'd like to introduce you to my new boyfriend.
Nice meat. You.
Yes, it's
you meet me,
the rarest
meet
steak.
You.
I'm
nice
glad
meat,
you,
yes.
You must have quite a palate to, compliment the steak. No one else has been able to taste the subtle hints of definition in this
hint?
Puzzle?
Puzzle? Puzzle bad.
Puzzle bad?
Puzzle bad.
Ah, yes, Lord Puzzle Bad.
Yes,
I certainly
will help you.
You must make an introduction. Lord Puzzle Bad is a whiskey drunk.
Do you have vines, red vines, candy?
You're so handsome, but I like your long hair. I'm whiskey drunk.
You're so funny, red vines. Of course we don't read our vines. We watch them in 6-second format.
And
six
we seconds, eat wow. Twizzlers.
Probably too short to be funny?
No, perfectly cut.
Quibby? Quibby. Do you have quibbies?
Oh yes, small bites. Garçon, please bring the quibbies
yes.
around for the party.
I got a million of these in me, assholes. I can be fancy British dudes all day.
My tie is a snake. Tuxedo is made out of tree bark. My shoes are well-trained squirrels. Am I just J.P. Riddles?
Same.
Can I say something as an actor?
Yes. Yes.
It is so hard to distinguish between Tarzan and Frankenstein.
Yeah.
When you start talking, and bless you.
I'm allergic to bad takes.
Wow.
I would have said that even if you were talking about literally anything.
Made herself sneeze just to say that. When you start talking and in your head you're like, this is Tarzan. And then suddenly you're like, no, I'm doing Frankenstein. This is a very clear Frankenstein.
It's like Cher and Jimmy Stewart. You start doing one and accidentally you're doing the other.
It's a polka. A polka, babe. Snap out of it.
Oh, little Adam Sandler, too. They're all mixed in there, huh?
A shabba double.
I believe in a life after love.
Mary, I give you the moon, Mary. Hey, the moon is shabba the moon.
All right. We'll be back after this brief break. Shabba the moon.
And every time a bell rings, I take nuggets his wings.
We're going to spray cold water on Adol to sort of reset him to his factory setting. GPC Adol, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is... you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one, and I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Time flies when you're having fun, everybody. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Okay, we're back, and I've been sufficiently hosed down, and I do want to apologize for my Adam Sandler, Jimmy Stewart mashup. I believe it's what the kids are calling it.
May I just say, my man, you're looking wet as hell.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome, man.
And I do want to apologize for the Jimmy Stewart impression I did with a lot of Adam Sandler movies. I thought that was in poor taste.
Yeah. I do think so as well.
Can't make myself sneeze again. What to do? What to do?
So let's get to some more odd man outs. Stooges, Tops, Little Pigs, French Hens My True Love Gave to Me.
Well, three. These are all groups of three, the ones that are it. So can you read it again?
Stooges.
Three Stooges. That's fine.
Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs.
They had a little sister, but she was smart and she lived in the city.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they had the.
Is Sex
actually
in the
four
City
pigs.
Based on?
There was four pigs, and the three guys stuck around, stayed in their hometown, and built those houses and got eaten by wolves. And their little sister moved to the city,
built a brownstone,
put her high heels on in a brownstone, and she talked about love. All right, so the pigs
I'm a
are
raccoon,
Mr. Big Bad Wolf.
Yes,
it
exactly.
All makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tops and French Hens My True Love Gave to Me.
Three
Tops
ten.
Is like the five tops. Three Tops?
It's Tops.
I think it's the Four Tops, I believe.
Is it the Four Tops?
Yeah.
It's a band, right? A musical act?
It's like a, I think it's like a 50s, 60s doo-wop or something.
Okay.
I'd like to see a
what
scene.
I'm thinking of the Three Stair Steps. What am I thinking of? Four, five Stair Steps?
I have,
ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
I'd like to see a scene.
Yes.
The three of us are the three French hens, and we're sort of gearing up for Christmas, which is obviously our busiest time of the year.
Other hens, other hens, it is almost Christmas time. Caca.
I admire your energy, but I'm too tired to do Christmas this year.
Marcel. Yes.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I am so put off from my 4 months of paid leave every year for just the summertime that I cannot be bothered to do Christmas.
Gerard, can I just say I have never heard a cock-a-doodle-doo with so much ennui.
Yeah. So, such is life.
He has nothing to complain about, though, because I almost got eaten this Thanksgiving. I was on holiday in America, and I missed a good stuff to the gills and murdered for food, but I managed
pigs
to escape.
They do not know the difference between a chicken and a turkey.
Yes, cock-a-vent.
So ignorant.
Should we make some coq au vin? That's, of course, when we drink wine.
Mm-hmm. And I heard some fresh gossip for you. I heard the two turtle doves have broken up and are now single.
Oh, no, that is Les Miserables.
Yeah, one of them is staying with their partridge in their pet tree, and it's going okay.
Marcel?
Okay, this sucks to hear. Yes. I told the partridge I had dibs on the turtle dove when they eventually broke up, which we all knew that they would.
You cannot call dibs on a bird. A bird is free to fly.
Look, I'm a ground bird. I have ground morals, low morals. I do what I please.
Yes, you have always followed your base instincts, and I think we know what type of hen you are.
Oh, the phone. It must be their calling birds. I haven't been listening. I've driven trying to remember what the four one is. It's calling birds.
Calling bells?
Bonjour. Uh-huh.
I am not here. If they ask about me, I am not here.
Oh, brother.
I fucked a calling bird.
No.
See me, I've done it.
I was trying to think of, like, Lords of Leaping? Maids?
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
I think
really
one time on the show, you had me name all of them, and I panicked and started at six, and then didn't know which way to go. And I remember panicking in the old recording space.
Five Olympic rings.
Four calling birds. Three French hens. Two turtle doves.
A lot of Christmas bird stuff. That's my favorite one. It's 10 yin 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 yin. That's my favorite one.
Oh, that's for Missy Elliott, right?
Yeah.
10 sip sip for France, champ. It's 10 sip sip for French hands.
Five gold.
If you got a pear tree, let me partridge. Find out how long I have the cartridge. Tempura. Chop suey. Wake up. Chili con carne and hamburger, which is the
hamburger
odd man out. Aaron, why hamburger?
That's for JPC to know and for me to find out.
Okay. So hamburger is the only one that was actually named after a guy. Doug Hamburger from Germany.
And that's where we get hamburg chins from.
I like to see a scene.
JPC, you are Doug Hamburger and you're telling your friend Adel about your new food invention.
Hey, man, I don't have a long time. Oh, yeah?
I think I finally fucking cracked. I'm sorry, you're waiting on the bus?
Yeah, I don't have long to talk, but what were you... It's good to see you, but
Dude, me too.
Yeah.
I think I finally cracked it.
Yeah.
I think I finally cracked
it. Okay, yeah. What's your...
An egg. I cracked an egg.
Oh, good.
So I was fucking high and drunk and fucking shit-faced last night, and I'm making dinner for my kids.
Oh, Is Michelle out of the picture, or...
What's that?
Is Michelle, is she still around?
No, man. She's still my daughter for four more years. Yeah, she's 14, man. She's growing up faster every day.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm making them all dinner. Michelle, all the kids. Sure. Uncle Jesse, Tanner, DJ Tanner, all my kids. And so I'm making them dinner, and I'm like, fuck, man, like, these kids love sandwiches, man. Like, I'm trying to, like, make, like, a culinary invention. And finally, I was like, what if I crack an egg and put it on the sandwich, man? Like, put an egg on the sandwich. Like, it's like a fried egg on the sandwich.
Uncle Joey, I hate to burst your bubble. That's already a thing. That's a very popular way to serve.
Hey,
congratulations. The 22's here. I gotta hop on. This has been so great. And can I just say... You've seen. I know that
we can keep talking, man.
Out.
I'm driving.
Well, I gotta
we can
go.
Keep talking. I'm
don't drive
this.
Alongside the bus. Don't drive alongside the bus.
No, I'm driving the bus. I relieve this guy.
Can I just say,
hey, thanks, man. I can't wait to have a little break from work.
No problem, John Stamos. Big wink to the camera.
Why? What?
Big cameo. That's John Stamos. Anyway, where are you going? I'll drop you off anywhere. I don't follow routes on this bus.
Oh.
So anyway, here's my idea, though. I call the thing. An egg...
Road, watch the road.
Sandwich.
Watch
an
the
egg,
road,
watch
please.
The road. What do you mean?
Crash, boom.
Oh, that could have been us.
We got... See?
I could have sworn he was going to invent the hamburger.
Oh, that could have been us.
you guys, John Stamos has been so top of mind for me for like a month.
Why?
First of all, accidentally saw him in that Beach Boys concert. Mind blowing.
Accidentally.
Whoa.
Hilarious. So funny. He was definitely on something and was scurrying around the stage, playing bongos in one song, playing guitar in another song, singing, guitar, back to bongos, drums. He just was, they looked like they hated him too. It was so funny.
Wait. John Stamos plays with the Beach Boys?
He tours with the Beach Boys.
He has since like 94.
No idea. No clue.
Did I tell you guys that story?
I don't think so.
Sean and I went to San Diego for our 5-year anniversary. And we,
happy 5-year anniversary.
Thank you. I was wearing a Beach Boys t-shirt because we got there too late in the day for us to like change out of our traveling clothes. And so I was just wearing like sweats and a Beach Boys t-shirt out to dinner. And a couple next to us was like, hey, you're going to the show? And we were like, what show? And they're like, the Beach Boys. It's like a block away at this like outdoor theater in like an hour. You must be going. And we looked online and the cheapest ticket was like $250. And we're like, that's insane. We're not going to that.
Yeah.
But we were like, let's just walk close to see if we can hear it. And we walked and we like saw it on the water and we're like, let's just try to get even closer. Maybe they have some last minute tickets because the concert already started. And this security guard was like, just right this way. And we were like, what? And we got to walk around and basically be like in the front row, but on the side, on the other side of the barricades for completely free.
Aaron,
and we saw the Beach Boys. What?
You're telling us. If you wear sweatpants comboed with a t-shirt of whatever band is playing that night, you will get front row free tickets?
Basically,
no,
yes.
That's not what happened. Aaron and Sean, they went in. The security guard goes, you know who that is? And the other security guard was like, no, who? And he goes, that's young Santa Claus.
That's young Mr. Claus. And Mrs. Claus.
Young Mr. and Mrs. Claus are here to see the Beach Boys.
Okay. And then, but this is what's crazy, is that our like song together is God Only Knows. So we get to our spot, and we love to do bits about John Stamos. We get to our spot. The first song that they sing when we finally get to the front is God Only Knows.
Wow.
We lose our minds. We're sobbing. We're like, we didn't even mean to. This is a rhythm. What the fuck? And then John Stamos, we are deeply entertained the rest of the night because we're like, why is John Stamos here? He kept telling stories and doing bits, and the rest of the Beach Boys would just not acknowledge that he had spoken. It was so funny. Oh, man, it was so funny. And he sang a song when a montage of Bob Saget photos played behind him. And it was
weird. Absolutely
wild. But then recently, I was like, I've never seen a full episode of Full House. So we watched that. And then I didn't realize how horny all three of those guys are on that show. They have the perviest vibes. Anyways, then we watched...
Bob Saget famously couldn't turn it off.
Then we watched John Stamos on Hot Ones, and it is the cringiest, craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It is unhinged, and I had to leave the room. I had to abandon Sean because I couldn't watch another second of it.
Because of Hot Ones or because of the way that John Stamos was acting?
Because of the way that John Stamos was acting.
Interesting.
So you left Sean for that after 5 years?
Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore.
Wow. God only knows what must be going on in your head, Aaron.
Isn't that song about a stalker?
Anyways, please watch the John Stamos Hot Ones and let me know if you can get all the way through it.
Aaron, I have a question for you. That's your own Hot Ones challenge. Just seeing if you can get through watching his episode. Are the original Beach Boys all still alive?
No. Like half of them are still alive.
So it's some real old dudes, and then John Stamos, and then who? What else?
And
is
then
happening?
A couple more like people, like musicians,
just guys. Okay,
I think
it's great though. They sounded awesome, and they all, even the old guys sounded pretty good.
I think the boys are dead, and it's mostly Beach at this point.
Yeah. It's also so nice because they like would tell stories between songs, and I'd say that was like the most valuable part. Like, there's one
that's
cool. He wrote a song about George Harrison right when he died. And he talked about like being friends with George Harrison and being in India together. And that was really cool. And I love the Beach Boys. And it's like my dad's favorite band. So it was really, I don't know. It was just nice.
I think it would be so funny for the Beach Boys to like tell their little stories. And then in between songs that John Stamos is like, I was on set for a Pepsi Max commercial in 2016. And let me tell you, this director fucking hated me. Just like,
I was fucking Alyssa Milano. And it's like, what are you doing?
Ever since he did the, I knew I should have played Prince Albert. I mean, Eric at the Little Mermaid live thing.
Incredible.
Sean and I have not stopped talking about him. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
I think he's one of those people where it's, he's so handsome that everyone just kind of is like, haha, this is great. And then at some point he's realized maybe he shouldn't be sitting in with the Beach Boys. I used to think as a kid, all Beach Boys songs were like the same, where I was like, I think I hate the Beach Boys, because every time my parents would play Beach Boys, it would be like, well, we're playing volleyball and we kick up the sand, got a margarita sip and it did it. And it's like every single song was that, but with different lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then I heard, maybe in college, I heard Pet Sounds, and I was like, this band's way cooler than what I thought it was.
It's like one of the best albums of all time. There's so much more going
on. Yeah, it's incredible. And I was like, "What? Why did I only just hear these beach bops?"
I feel like that's the same way that people experience Jimmy Buffett. They're like, Jimmy Buffett has three songs, right? And they're like, Jimmy Buffett has 180 albums. So you're like, oh, what?
Adel, fair enough, though, because Sean and I did a bit that we thought it would be so funny in between every song to yell, play Kokomo!
That's actually
just 2.5 hours of Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Kokomo, not even a real song.
Interesting. Or something. Fun fact.
I heard a fact about it once and I can't remember any more details. Adel, do we have any more of these nasty little pieces of fruit, taffy, candy, chuck, beef, ground, chocolate? Riddles,
I throw up in my hand.
Too much paint, Aaron. I have a lot more, but why don't we go ahead and solve the one we are working on already? And that is tempura, chop suey, chili con carne. Oh, I forgot to say chop suey. Wake up. Chili con carne hamburger.
I think I already solved this one with that brilliant hamburger scene.
Yeah.
But I guess if you must insist on us going back.
Adel, what's the answer to this one? This should work.
Interesting.
Well, are these all national dishes?
Three of them are, JPC. You're okay. Very warm.
Is hamburger's not a national dish, right?
Well, I guess national. Maybe I gave you misleading information.
City.
Three of the dishes are connected with a nationality or country in some way, and one of them is not. Tempura, okay. Chop suey, chili con carne, hamburger.
Chop suey.
So, hamburger is connected to Hamburg, right? Germany.
So, chili. It is, but it's. So, chop suey is not correct either. This is, I guess, a tough
I think I want to know
chili
the
con
answer.
Carne is chili with meat, which, as far as I know, is connected with chili with meat, California, a small town.
So even though hamburger is named after Hamburg, Germany, where do you find the most hamburgers? Probably
America.
Don't say America.
And chop suey, I want to say, was invented in San Francisco. Chili con carne, I'm not sure where that originates. But tempura, I'd say it in such a weird way, tempura is the odd man out, because the other three originated in the USA, despite their ethnic or foreign sounding names. Where tempura was not. So.
Huh.
Wow.
I don't like that one.
The guy who made tempura must be a freaking millionaire right now, because it's so dang good.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do one more very quickly. The Marriage of Figaro, The Magic Flute, Happy Birthday to You, and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And this is a fun little tidbit I had no idea about.
Can you read it again?
The Marriage of Figaro, The Magic Flute. Wake up. Happy birthday to you, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
So three of these are in the public domain.
Mm.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star,
That's
Happy Birthday,
guess.
And The Magic Flute. And The Marriage of Figaro is a...
owned by...
wedding that I did
Figaro
not get invited
family.
To.
Big oil.
Big Figaro. Big oil.
Big Figaro.
Big Figaro. Figaro Newtons.
Yeah.
They're not just fruit and cake.
Did we get the right answer, but the wrong reason?
What was your... you said The Marriage of Figaro is the right answer?
I said The Marriage of Figaro.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Okay, so we don't have the reason. That's probably what's wrong, because we got the answer wrong.
I would focus on... So The Marriage of Figaro and The Magic Flute are both... both belong in the trio.
Yeah. They're
from the
movie
Fantasia. Do you happen to know anything about those two? Maybe.
Okay. So I'm not wrong.
Do we know anything about those two, Marriage of Figaro and Magic Flute?
Are they operas? Are they?
They're both composed by the same person.
Okay. So it can't be Happy Birthday.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
correct, yeah. Which is insane. I had no idea this was a thing.
I knew Happy this, birthday and I'm telling
was
you.
Was like some sisters, right? Some the something sisters?
The Pointer Sisters.
Twisted Sister?
Twisted Sister. Scissor uh-huh. Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
The band, not the practice.
Right, because the Happy Birthday people that had that patent for like forever until it entered the public domain was like, I think it was like the Something Sisters. So who's this other fucking math genius putting together these other great songs?
So Happy Birthday to You is the odd man out. The other three, Marriage of Figaro, Magic Flute, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, were composed by Mozart.
By Billy Joel.
You ought to know by now. Figaro, I had no idea Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was composed by Mozart, which is also, I think, the ABC song. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle little star, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Here's my question about the version that Mozart composed.
Yeah.
Do we think that one like kind of goes hard, or do we think it's like kind of like simple ass like twinkle, twinkle little star? Like, did Mozart do like a 20-minute version? Like,
oh, sure, for sure. Yeah. He did there's an extended cut, and then big radio was like,
big radio.
We can't play this on, we can't,
Figaro.
Mozart. And it was also edited, because it used to have some pretty filthy lyrics.
Swears.
I do want to see a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swears that aren't even around anymore. That's how fucked up this guy's mind is.
Like, what are some of the swears that aren't even around anymore?
Potato leg.
Here's a swear. I want to throw a swear. I want to throw a swear by you real quick.
Yeah.
Mariah has been calling me a slunt quite often.
Yeah. I know exactly what that portmanteau is.
It's a portmanteau.
Yeah.
But it's a brand new swear word. I want to get your feelings on what do you think about slunt? I'm embracing it.
Like a slunt?
I say I'm in my slunt era, so your words slunt. Can't hurt me.
It might be slunt. I know which two words make up slunt. So JBC, I think sometimes you do act like a slunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I embrace that because I'm in my slunt era right now, so that's fine.
I want to see the quickest of scenes.
Sure.
As we all know, Mozart's, I don't know if it was his nemesis, but we all know Mozart and Salieri had a big row.
Sure.
And Salieri could never live up to the brilliance that was Mozart. Aaron Keefe, I want to see you. So Mozart composed Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I want to hear your version, your Salieri. After you hear Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, you're like, oh shit, I also have to write something similar. So this is going to be Salieri's version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And JPC, you are the one person in attendance who's here to listen to this.
Great.
Hey, Mozart. Thanks for coming over. I just wanted to show you my cool, new, very original, very cool, very awesome song.
Salieri, I'm great. I'm very pleased that you're finally writing again. It's wonderful to me. Sit anywhere? Should I try to clear off some of these papers and what appears to be human feces off of
the
ground?
Yeah, there's some of the pizza boxes stuff. You could sit.
Just anywhere, just a bit.
Yeah.
I'll make a little nest. Yes, please. And what are you going to be playing on?
My piano.
Because I walked by your piano. I walked by your piano on the way here.
That was a visual joke.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
I walked by your piano on the way here, and it seems to be smashed into thousands of little pieces. I don't know what... Is that like
part of the process? You get it. You're also a musician or something. Magician. I'm not sure what you do.
A bit of both.
Yes, okay. I'm just going to start playing.
Great.
Sparkle, sparkle, ball of fire in the air. You're my desire. I'm just as good as him. Mozart, I mean, redact that name, pick a new name, is... ball of fire.
Scene. The saddest song ever sung. Outstanding. Wonderful job, Aaron. Wonderful job, JPC.
I think it could do better. Let's rewrite. I want to hear your version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
My version? And you want me to play on my looks around room?
I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
Nipple, nipple, horny dog.
Okay.
And scene.
So why don't we do this? We're done with these odd man outs. Why don't we do a very quick voicemail? And I believe we have a new theme, Casey.
Now this looks like a call for me. I got a new voicemail theme for you. 24 hour.
messages, leave a message, drop a beat. This looks like a call for me. I got a new voicemail theme for you, 24 hour. JPC, just leave a message, drop a beat.
Hello?
Wow.
Beep, I love beep, bop. Bop, luba, luba, jiffy luba, tuba, got a tuba, tuba tuna, Charlie tuna, Charlie, Charlie Parker, Birdman, Birdman, Michael Keaton, Keaton, Keaton ain't cheating, Keaton ain't cheating, cheating, a man made of ties?
No.
Splash of cold water?
No.
Wake up, Al.
No going back to a man made of tires.
Splash, Daryl Hannah, Hanna-Barbera.
Don't say that, JPC. It's my favorite. Man made of tires? You telling me there's a man made of tires? I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Why don't we play? Oh, JPC.
Oh, that, hold on. That voicemail theme was courtesy of Bryce from Orlando, Florida. I don't know if you caught this, but that was a to the tune of Eminem's Without Me. Thank you so much, Bryce. We appreciate it.
Eminem's from Orlando?
I guess so.
Bryce Mathers? Thank you, Bryce. That was incredible. I promise I'll do more Eminem another time when it's more appreciated. Can we please get to
when
our...
When will that be?
when I'm dead. Can we please get to our voicemail, Casey?
Hey, Clue Crew. I'm on break for my job. I just have a question. I have a friend who refuses to see a movie in 4DX. My other two friends love it. We all love it. We're really trying to get her to see a movie in 4DX, but she's not a believer.
Huh.
And I feel like the more we tell her, the more resistant she is to the idea. What can we do to convince this friend that she needs to see a movie in 4DX? Thank you so much. Longtime listener, not much of an enjoyer. Keep it up.
That's bullshit because you've typed ha 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 in the chat twice today, Casey, twice. I mean, I don't know who that's from.
Casey,
they didn't leave a name.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you have my phone number. You could have just texted me. Unbelievable.
I'd say this is almost the exact situation that we're in with Aaron Keefe, where JPC, Casey, and myself are part of the Rev Friends, a play on Reverends, and we go see every movie can in 4DX. You're part of it too, but you've never been. Now, JPC, we went and saw Mission Impossible 15. And it could only be what I could only describe it as glorious in that it was a 2.5 hour. It felt like I was in a 2.5 hour car wreck.
2 hours and 45 minutes, but who was counting? Me. I was counting.
The only way I could convince you to tell them to go is to say 4DX is the most extreme version. Mm-hmm. It is the Mountain Dew of movie going experiences. Now, if your friend enjoys Mountain Dew, immediately she's in. If she's not, then it wasn't meant to be. But I would try and compare it to something else.
Variations on a theme. I think you can talk about it all you want. Seeing is believing. You got to trick them. So you got to get the ticket. You got to text your friend. This is not the example, but let's say I was doing it to Aaron Keefe. I would say, Aaron, huge estate sale going on right now. Like,
wait, where?
Yeah, exactly. Big celebrity died. Lots of stuff. Meet me at the movie theater.
John Stamos.
I'll drive. You get them to the location, and then it's just like, now you're already there. You're like, the estate sale was canceled. We have to go watch this movie now. And then, boop, bada boom, bada bing, bada bom, you got a 4DX movie.
Mm-hmm. Bada bom, Oppenheimer?
And I would say no. But that's backwards. Damn it. I wrote no on a piece of paper.
So, Aaron, it's on.
I would say leave her alone, or she's going to throw up down her sweatshirt if you make her go to a movie like that.
Throw up down? Throw up down?
I will say it would be hard to trick someone into going because there are no, what I would say, are normal seats. It's 4DX all the way down.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Casey, pop onto the mic. What do you think is the best part of 4DX?
Wow, this is going to get really philosophical.
Simply that even the bad parts of movies are good.
Yes.
Just because even when the 4DX doesn't feel good, except Spider-Verse, which was it is funny. People are laughing.
Yes.
Just at the audacity of the experience they're having.
Okay.
The last movie we saw, which was maybe a week and a half ago, there was a moment where I was literally thrown from my seat. And the whole audience was laughing, not because I got thrown from my seat, I don't think, but just because the moment was so intense. And at one point, our friend Joey stood up out of his seat and said, no, 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 no. And then the whole audience was laughing, and definitely at him.
Yeah.
It needs to be noted that Joey came in. Joey came in late and he had the biggest fucking bucket of popcorn I've ever seen in my life. He didn't know what 40X was.
Absolutely.
He
had flying everywhere.
And so he came in late. He came in right for the car chase sequence, which is like 20 minutes. It's like a 20 minute car chase sequence. And that's when 40X goes psycho. And he sits down and his popcorn is like immediately just flying everywhere. Incredible.
Okay, I will try it once and I will let you pick the movie.
Have you seen Mission Impossible yet, Aaron?
I have. I hated it. And I love Mission Impossible.
But here's the thing. It would have been better in 4DX. Because even bad movies are good in 4DX. But we'll pick the next one. There's nothing, I think, right now that you need to see, but we'll pick the next one.
Okay. Aaron, if you're in town for the holidays, I suggest the four of us, or the Rev Friends, as we would call ourselves, go see Betty Boop, a Boop Boop Adusical in 4DX.
No, I thought you were going to say the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel at 40X. Ooh, that would be a hot bet.
You will have to give me all new blood after if you make me see that movie.
The funniest thing I saw on Twitter is they're playing the trailer for that, and somebody in the comments said this the way Timothy Chalamet, is that his name, is acting is as if he's at the first table read for the movie. And I'm like, nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you for that voicemail submission. Check the show notes if you want to send us a voicemail. Leave under 30 seconds if at all possible. And if you want to send us a theme, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I'd like to plug the Word Association podcast. I'm a big fan of it. I'd like to plug Sitcom D&D. I'd like to plug Bill Buds. And I'd like to plug our own Patreon. Every once in a while, I feel like we are really on one over there. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. I have been crying laughing the last several episodes we've recorded. So if you haven't tried it before, you can try it for free for a week, right?
Yeah, free for a week.
Just pop on, enjoy it.
We're losing money. We're hemorrhaging money.
When we hit 7,200 patrons, which we're very close to, we release our Colum bonus episode with Anthony Birch. And so that's
so excited.
Coming soon.
And we might have some merchandise. May I? Is there time for me to plug something?
Yes, and I would like for you to plug something.
Just because it wasn't mentioned earlier, I guess I'd like to plug Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's
who?
Oh,
I'm going on tomorrow. I'm really excited.
Aaron's on tomorrow, so
everybody gets
one. And I also want to plug heavily, 4DX. Go see The Meg 2. Go see.
Oh my gosh, movie. I'm so excited for The Meg 2. I will see that in 4DX.
That would be a fun 4DX. Go see a movie where you're there might be only be 3 4DX theaters in the entire world, but track one down nearest to you. It's worth the road trip. Go see a movie where you're like, I wouldn't watch this otherwise. Watch it in 4DX. I hate roller coasters, and this is the most enjoyable thing in my life.
We talk about 4DX a lot, and there are people in the Discord that have been like, the closest one is 4.5 hours for me. These people talk about it like it's normal. We live in big cities. I'm sorry.
JBC, anything to plug or a review to read?
Before we get to the review, we have to tell everybody about our big Patreon stretch goal, 7,200 patrons. We are so close to it. If you are on the fence about joining the Patreon, we have lots of great stuff over there. Every week, we do another bonus episode. But speaking of bonus episodes, if you join in the next whatever mini patrons we're at to get to 7,200, we are releasing our Colum bonus episode.
Bonus.
Anthony Birch.
Birch.
The Anthony Birch, and with a new theme by Arnie Parrott.
Whoa, I almost slept on that.
With absolute amazing editing by Sleepo himself, Casey Tony.
Wow.
And I'm super jazzed about it. I'm the one who listened to that episode to cut out like coughs and stuff. And it is so awesome. Anthony Birch did such a good job, and you two
coughing.
Are so funny.
He coughing. Did such he, a good job coughing.
He coughed like the whole time.
And when we get to 7,201 patrons, we will be releasing the cough track, unedited,
all pure coughs.
All coughs.
Oops, all coughs.
Maybe we do like 7,300, we get Anthony some lozenges.
Yes, but I do love it so much. And if you listen to this one, then maybe we can do another one. And that's my absolute dream of dreams. So please listen.
Right,
I wouldn't steer you wrong if I wasn't so proud of it.
Epiphany? What's that girl's name?
Okay, enough of this.
Who dreams the dream in Les Mis? Aaron, who dreams the dream?
Epiphany? Fontaine, what's happening?
Enough of this shameless promotion. We have a review to read. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, all you got to do is go write one and I'll read it. Hey, this one I'm reading comes from JNNHHHJJ. It says, please read. Good show. And that's it.
Oh, amazing. Janet's here. Janet just came onto our Zoom. Janet, anything to plug?
Anything to plug, Janet?
Well, Janet, you're going to be on the next episode, so we'll see you on the next Patreon, which we're about to record. Janet's a little early to the Zencast room, but also she's on time because we were running behind.
Yeah, we're actually late, so.
We do.
And we actually, Janet is going to be playing in our Patreon episode. Aaron, do you know who Janet's going to be playing?
Oh, she's gone. Jupiter. Okay. I gotta go.
Bye
everybody.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Hey there, 4Ds and Xs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew brings you The Cinema. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining The Clue Crew for $5 a month or The Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.